Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. Ken Barber is the co-founder of Wild Haven in Sonoma, California, and he shared with us yesterday how he developed a nature-based hospitality offering by listening to the needs and wants of his guests. Today, he's sharing a bit more about how he designed the Wild Haven experience for interaction and community.
We wanted people to feel integrated into nature, you know, so big giant doors on our tents that zip open and three windows, giant windows to let in air and light and 9-foot ceilings. And you don't have a bathroom in your tent. None of our tents do. So it forces people to, you know, they have to throw on a robe and they have to walk. It's only about 30 seconds to get to our communal bathrooms. It's a forcing function to get people out, and they're going to see someone next to them, maybe brushing their teeth at the sink and say, hi neighbor, how you doing? And then we have a communal kitchen area. People are sitting there at the sinks and at the barbecues, and they're cooking together, and they're saying, hey, you know, can I borrow the salt and pepper, and can I borrow some tinfoil? And that looks good. And oh, where did you get that wine from? Did you go wine tasting today? And it forces people to talk to each other. And we've all been brought up that strangers are danger. And when you live in a city, especially, you usually pass someone on a sidewalk and you don't engage. There's just too many people to do that. But up here, you're forced and encouraged to really talk to a stranger, because I feel like if you're around other people that love nature, they're not strangers anymore. You just feel like you have something in common.
I asked Ken what inspired this. Here's what he told me.
Hostels was a big one. That's how I, in college, that's what you can afford, and that's where you stay, and they're always downtown, and so you don't usually need a car. As a younger person, they're perfect. You cook together. They always have activities. There's pub crawls usually at hostels. You're sharing a room. I mean, you can't get more communal than that in some cases. So that, I always loved learning from strangers. I've studied abroad in Europe and spent a lot of time, and life's more communal in Europe. In America, we tend to separate out to the subdivisions and out to our houses with gates, and we're more individualistic in this country. So I did like a lot of what I learned from being in other countries, how they bring people together more.
Ken and I both studied in Barcelona and share a love of hostels because of the social interaction they provide. Even though I often prefer staying in other accommodations today, I miss that intentionally designed social interaction and believe that's really a big opportunity for hospitality providers today. How could you design for more social interactions among your guests? Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com. My website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. I just published a guide that shows how you can use LinkedIn to attract talent, tell your story, and create opportunities. Check it out at hoteloperations.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.